Preparation for the 1870 General Conference Session. Omens of a turn in the tide in Battle Creek creep out here and there in the records, as indicated in the word from James White in early February. He was writing of the upturn in affairs at the Health Institute. We trust, also, that the church in Battle Creek is really correcting its own wrongs and renewing its covenant with God, so that it may be a blessing to the Institute. Ibid, February 8, 1870. Instead of the annual meetings being held in May, as they had been for several years, the General Conference Committee saw advantages of an earlier date, and the 1870 session was set for mid-March, Ibid, February 15, 1870. Anticipating meetings of more than usual importance, believers were urged to make them a special subject of prayer, a request repeated in the review of March 8, with the hope expressed that those attending would come in the spirit of the work. The notice continued. We trust our meetings this spring will mark a new era in the prosperity of the cause of present truth. We hope that all who shall attend will first prepare their hearts to seek God. And we earnestly request all who have an interest at the throne of grace to pray that God's blessing may be especially granted at this conference. At the heart of the work itself, something was happening. The General Conference Committee set the pace by leading in a special season of seeking God, and in putting away the sins and faults that have grieved the Spirit of God at Battle Creek. The result was reported the next week. The Battle Creek Church has taken hold in earnest to return fully to the Lord. We think there was never so good a prospect of raising the standard of piety as it should be in this place, as there is at the present time. We have good reason to hope that these meetings will mark a new era in the experience of the Battle Creek Church. Ibid, March 15, 1870. Thus the foundation was laid for a harmonious and fruitful General Conference session and profitable annual meetings of the STA Publishing Association and the Health Institute. The actions passed by the conference session were mostly of a nature to get the cause of God back onto solid track, and there was a general feeling that better days lay ahead. Workers went forth from this meeting with James White serving as president, Uriah Smith as secretary, and G.H. Bell as treasurer. The General Conference Committee consisted of James White, J. N. Andrews, and J. H. Wagoner, Ibid, March 22, 1870. Uriah Smith was brought back as editor of the Review and Herald. As to the church in Battle Creek, which had passed through many dark days, J. H. Wagoner reported in Ibid, April 26, 1870. The church in Battle Creek is now in working order. Union prevails, and the Lord blesses their efforts. Sabbath the 23rd, of April, Brother and Sister White both spoke with great force and power at the morning meeting. Ibid, April 26, 1870.